The Mad Henry Radio Show, episode number 31. Today is the 13th of August 2022, and I'm your host, Alan. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, computers have coping skills.
This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. This paper synthesizes studies that have investigated the coping strategies used by computer users experiencing different levels of stress from computers. The purpose of the present article is to analyze characteristics of the students' coping skills in a collaborative teaching project using computer-mediated, synchronous communications. The purpose of the present study is to design a program to teach internet-based coping skills and to assess their feasibility and acceptability in comparison to a diabetes type 1 adolescent's internet-based educational intervention. Coping skills are considered to be important for the development promotion of children and adolescents, because coping strategies used by students at school in response to specific situations reflect high or low levels of adaptive skills and psychological well-being. Coping skills assist you to tolerate, minimize, and manage stressors in your life. Coping skills are typically discussed as a reactive strategy. When you are feeling bad, you are doing something to cope. While using coping skills would be essential for helping alleviate some of the pain, the strategy for coping should not involve distracting yourself constantly from reality. Coping may also be used to help individuals deal with an unexpected change in their lives, such as a significant health condition. Problem-based coping is useful when it is necessary to make changes to one's circumstances, possibly removing something that is causing stress in one's life. Emotion-based coping is useful when you need to attend to your feelings, either when you are unwilling to change your circumstances or circumstances are beyond your control. It is important to build healthy coping skills that help you to lessen emotional pain or push through the stressful situations that you are facing. Learning healthier ways of coping, as well as getting appropriate treatment and support, may help to decrease your feelings and symptoms of stress. Use healthy coping strategies in everyday life as a way to take care of yourself and build good habits you can keep using when stress inevitably comes up again. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of these are okay in moderation. But if they are your only outlets, or if you are finding they are not helping with stress, it is time to reduce these and begin learning some healthier ways of coping. Healthy coping skills offer a true release from stress, providing you with the necessary support to continue, leaving you feeling re-energized, and helping you to find ways to deal with problems caused by the stressor. Whether you are feeling lonely, stressed, sad, or angry, coping skills that center your emotions can help you manage feelings healthy. For children who are experiencing grief, CAGE can offer a useful outlet. One of the frequently overlooked benefits of coding can be its potential to teach children how to deal with discomfort via problem-solving, creativity, and computational thinking. Going beyond the scope of traditional treatments, cognitive benefits from coding can help mitigate children's stressors in times of crisis, while providing constructive coping mechanisms in the future. Through coding applications and cyborg exercises, children and youth experiencing feelings of pain or bewilderment, quarantine-related or otherwise, can literally develop resilience and build upon novel, proven coping mechanisms. Children in the study conducted by Yun Tran identified the social benefits of learning programming as being persistent, working hard, and not giving up, which may contribute to stronger feelings of coping in stressful situations. For patients who had higher levels of depression and anxiety, the coping skills programming helped to ameliorate symptoms of depression or anxiety more than did educational programs. Hospital Nikas might consider using the program to teach coping skills to patients with very high levels of depression or anxiety when they leave hospital from an intensive care unit. Some students will occasionally demonstrate particular coping skills in this realistic setting at the school, and they are not necessarily those students most proficient within their own language. Group collaborative leaders require varying types of cognitive, affective, and social skills related to real-world situations, performed in sync with ICT supports. Considering the flexibility of the COPE perspective, a research question that we posed in the present study was whether the various profiles of
students, in how they combine their COPE strategies,
would correlate to substantially different levels of overall self-efficacy. Consistent with that, the findings from this current study could constitute a substantial contribution, as it helps increase our understanding of how two crucial psychological resources, coping flexibility of strategies and overall self-efficacy, work to prevent stress. More specifically, our findings permit identification of those students who, depending on their levels of flexibility of approach coping strategies, are more vulnerable or less in developing expectations about generalized self-efficacy than are the students who are. Social support and companionship satisfaction were unrelated to the type of coping strategies used. Nevertheless, results indicated direct action was the most prevalent coping strategy in the sample. Coping can involve behavioral or cognitive responses designed to decrease, overcome, or tolerate demands placed on an individual, known as coping strategies. Coping may be defined as thoughts and behaviors an individual uses to cope with the internal and external demands of situations rated as stressful. Coping strategies are defined here as the volitional, conscious efforts to regulate emotions, cognition, behaviors, physiology, and environment in response to a stressful event or situation. The techniques and strategies share a focal point, coping families which have a similar action orientation, and ways to deal with stress. The following tools may be adopted and adapted as needed to help with coping during challenging times, facilitate growth, and maintain mental toughness and resilience. These findings have also had significant implications on the classroom level, given that if teachers promote self-regulation skills among college students, they increase students' tendency to autonomously employ pragmatic coping strategies, such as setting up an action plan, assessing positive aspects of a situation, or seeking out counseling and emotional support from others.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Alan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Mad Henry Radio Show and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.